I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. The blockbuster court ruling against the NSA's massive phone surveillance program. Investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald joins me. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin tonight with a court ruling that deals a body blow to the NSA mass surveillance program, once a top secret program until Edward Snowden revealed it. A program that can collect phone records on each and every call that Americans make. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leon ruling the program likely violates Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure. He writes, quote, "I cannot imagine a more indiscriminate and arbitrary invasion than the systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every citizen for purposes of querying and analyzing it without prior judicial approval." Judge Leon, a George W. Bush appointee, called the program, quote, "almost Orwellian," and says that Founding Father James Madison would be aghast at the scope of it. All the same, he did hold off shutting the program down, giving the government 6 months to make a case for continuing it. The Justice Department had little reaction beyond saying they are studying the opinion and believe the program is, in fact, constitutional. There's this from leaker Edward Snowden today, a statement, quote, "I acted on my belief that the NSA's mass surveillance programs would not withstand a constitutional challenge, and that the American public deserved a chance to see these issues determined by open courts. Today," he goes on, "a secret program authorized by a secret court was, when exposed to the light of day, found to violate Americans' rights. It is the first of many." Investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald broke the Snowden story, has published all the big leaks so far. I spoke with him tonight, along with senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. Jeff, a federal judge has now said that the NSA program almost certainly violates the Constitution. Does that vindicate what Edward Snowden did?
Well, I don't think so, but one of the things people like me have been saying from the very beginning is that what Snowden exposed has not been shown to be illegal. Today, a judge said it was illegal. So there's no question that today is a big victory for Glenn Greenwald and Snowden and all of their supporters.
But in your opinion, why doesn't it then justify what he did?
Because he still took classified information and disclosed it in a completely illegal way that's requiring tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars of work by the American government to redo, plus potentially exposed it to the Chinese and the Russians. So I don't support what Snowden did at all. I don't think this vindicates him, but it certainly comes a lot closer to vindicating him than any previous development has.
Glenn, should this vindicate Edward Snowden in the eyes of those who still believe he's a traitor?
How could it not vindicate him? Let's just use common sense for a minute. Here is an American citizen working inside of the government who discovers that the United States government is doing things without the knowledge of the American people that is so illegal, so against the core constitutional guarantees of the Constitution, that a George Bush-appointed judge today said that it's not even a close call. He said James Madison would be aghast if he knew that the U.S. government would be collecting extremely invasive data on every single American without any remote suspicion, let alone probable cause. And I think it's not only the right, but the duty of an American citizen in Edward Snowden's situation to come forward at great risk to himself and inform his fellow citizens about what it is their government is doing in the dark that is illegal.
Jeff, you still say it's wrong. What should he have done? What should an American citizen do if they see something they believe is unconstitutional and they're inside the system?
He can go to an inspector general. He can go to Congress. He can work through the established channels that every person who has access to classified information has. It is simply not a tenable way to run a government if every of the hundreds of thousands of people of security clearances who have security clearances suddenly decide that they don't like something and that they can then disclose it. Yes, it is true that one judge has vindicated Snowden's interpretation of the law. This is far from the last word on this subject, and this is not the way the system is supposed to work.
Glenn, can the system work this way if all government employees start just deciding to reveal things?
All government employees don't. I mean, we had this debate 50 years ago when Daniel Ellsberg did exactly what Mr. Snowden did, and Daniel Ellsberg has become Mr. Snowden's biggest supporter. And what Daniel Ellsberg has said is that when you find out about certain wrongdoing so egregious that it's your duty, your ethical and moral duty as a citizen to tell your fellow citizens, there is unfortunately no channel of the kind that Jeff is describing for someone in Mr. Snowden's position to come forward.